Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Alicia Flores. How are you?
I'm great.
And Alicia is the CEO of LL Hawaiian Barbecue. So I have to tell you, I had not heard of this because I'm in Connecticut. There aren't any. And I was in Hawaii with my family, and we hear about it. We find out. I go there, and this place is off the charts. It's like the best value, and the food, I mean, the chicken katsu was absolutely fantastic. But just talk about what it is, because there is no other Hawaiian barbecue that I've ever seen anywhere in the world.
Yeah, so we are very proud to be founded and headquartered here in Hawaii. The organization was actually founded by my father, Eddie Flores, and his business partner, Johnson Cam. And so the food that we serve is truly, you know, born out of Hawaii. And as most folks know, even if you haven't been here before, we're truly a melting pot. Our state is a melting pot of very different cultures, and mainly Asian cultures. So the food that we serve at L&L, like the chicken katsu, origins are from Japan. We have barbecue short ribs, origins of Korea, Korean flavors. And so our food is definitely very different, and we also have a lot of Hawaiian influence on our plate as well, and we're very proud of that. And we love serving that here in Hawaii and across the country, because once folks have it, even if they haven't been to Hawaii, they fall in love with our food, just like you did. So thank you.
It's absolutely. And I mean, I would say it's like these bold flavors and big plates, because when we were there, there's so much food. You leave, you're totally satisfied, and it's incredible. So you have like 228 franchises right now.
That's right.
Talk more about, I want to get the backstory, because it's really interesting, of your father, partner, how they founded, and then how he was a total entrepreneur, and you were really a GE process person, and as an executive, and you came in. Talk about just the early days of and what the core was for the organization.
Yeah, I thank you for asking that question. I love sharing the story of our founding, because it's very unique, and it truly is an American dream story. So my dad and Johnson Cam, I call him Uncle Johnson, they were both immigrants to the United States. From my dad came here from Hong Kong, and Uncle Johnson came here from China. And like many immigrants to America, they came with no education, or little education, you know, English as a second language, very poor. And they had to figure their new life out here in America. And the great thing about America is that they were able to work very hard and build this empire that L&L has become. So the first L&L, actually, my dad bought for his mom, my grandmother, because he saw how hard she was working in a different restaurant, and he wanted her to have her own business. So she ran the first L&L, and eventually Uncle Johnson came in as a partner. And in the early stages, it was just the one store. Nobody expected that there would be more stores. But eventually, they attracted more and more other immigrants who either worked in the restaurant, and they gave them opportunity to open new L&Ls. So the true founding and beginnings of L&L were the two immigrants, my dad and Uncle Johnson, but the first, 50 stores were probably also immigrant families who came in and had the opportunity to create a business for themselves, to create job opportunities for them and their families. And so that was really special. And to this day, even at 228, we still attract a lot of immigrant families to our franchise organization, and a lot of first-time business owners. So sorry, kind of a long-winded answer, but I love L&L because for my family, it was our American dream, and my job right now is helping other people create their American dream. I came from a very different background. My dad is truly entrepreneurial, figuring out how to create an organization from just hard work and just figuring things out. Because of that, I had a very different background. I got to go to university in California, business school, got my MBA, and also worked at GE. So very corporate background. And coming into a business that was built by entrepreneurs and bringing in kind of a process mindset, it was a little bit of a rough landing coming in.
Well, talk about that, because everyone wonders the question of succession planning in family businesses. You guys have done it in an extraordinary way. What lessons have you learned, and what advice could you give to people in a family business?
Yeah, here in Hawaii, it's actually, we have so many family businesses, and it's become kind of a passion of mine to learn more about family business and help others who are in the process. I think the key piece that was the most beneficial for me was my dad's ability to communicate. When I first joined the organization, I came in as CFO. My background is in finance. He told me, in 5 years, if everything goes well, you will become CEO. Just communicating that to me, you would be surprised that I think one of the biggest challenges in succession planning for a family business is that both sides, both generations, are afraid to talk about the topic of when that transition will happen. For me and my dad, we talked about it all the time. It was very clear to me when that transition could happen. And also we had open lines of communication if either of us felt like it wasn't time, or I was not prepared. So I think that's the main piece is truly communication.
Let's talk about now your leadership, because you know, as you and I have spoken, you're in the process of building in process. What is at the core of your leadership philosophy?
Yeah, I think, wow, that's a big question. You know, I think at the core is sticking to the values of our organization, why we exist in the first place. Again, coming into this company and wanting to make some big changes, you know, effectively changing the direction that our huge ship now is moving, is very difficult. But being reminded of the reasons why we were founded, who we're trying to create opportunities for, I think that's been very important in terms of my leadership style and how we can position ourselves for the future, but also not forget our past and all our franchisees who are with us. So it's been quite challenging, but I think being reminded of the past and our values and being influenced by that, is what will drive us to success in the future.
Is there any conversation you had with your dad that really resonated with you or around the table that you said, even though he's an entrepreneur, thinks differently, I get what he, and that has been core, fundamental, systemic part of your leadership thinking?
I think, there are a lot of things that he does, which I, when I first saw it, just quite frankly, I don't think I appreciated his style of leadership just because it's so different than mine. One of the things he does as an entrepreneur, is act very quickly, and take bigger risks than someone like I might. But finding, you know, being in this leadership role, oftentimes we are very nimble, and I think that's one of the unique things about our business is the flexibility and nimbleness that we have and how that is actually advantageous to us compared to other franchise or restaurant organizations. So that's one thing that stuck with me where, you know, when I first saw it and I didn't really agree, you know, I'm like, we can't just act on this tomorrow. We need to build out a plan and really understand what we're doing before just acting. But sometimes I've learned from him that acting fast is better than moving too slow.
Okay. What do you see is, we have about 1 minute before commercial break, but what is your vision for the organization? You have a franchise unlike any I've seen anywhere, and I've interviewed over 1,000 of the top CEOs.
We're at 228 locations right now, and my goal is to get us to 500 stores. On one hand, that's a huge goal for us to more than double double our footprint in a short period of time. On the other hand, one might think, you know, why only 500, not 1,000? And I go back to the comment I had earlier of, I really want to maintain the value and uniqueness of our organization. I love that any franchisee can have my cell number and give me a call at any time of the day. I love that I know everyone's name and their family and their story. And beyond 500, I worry that we might lose who we are at the core. So to me, that's a great, very ambitious goal, but one that makes sense for our organization.
Anyone who wants to find out about the business, what is the website? And I'll give that before we go to commercial break.
Yes, you can. Our website is Hawaiian Barbecue, barbecue with a C.com. You can find out more about our company. And also, if you're interested in franchising, we have that information there as well. But I think it's the willingness to work hard. Restaurant industry, running a restaurant is one of the most difficult things that you can do. It's almost a 24/7, very physical job. So being able to work hard is a key ingredient. I think the other piece is being able to have a great personality. you have to manage your staff. You have to work with your customers. You have to embed yourself in the community. And I think that's not a skill that everyone necessarily has, but that definitely will set you up for success.
We'll be back in a few, and then we're going to find out about what Warren Buffett says makes the most successful business and how that ties into Hawaiian barbecue. Back in a few.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We are talking with Alicia Flores, who was the CEO of L&L Hawaiian Barbecue, and she has done exactly that in recreating the DNA, the fabric of America. And here is something I want to start with. So, you know, Warren Buffett tells you that the biggest thing in any business is having a moat. And that's something that no one can attack you. And then, you know, when I was just interviewing Ron Shaich, the founder of Panera Bread, built it from scratch, really, he said, Robert, our moat was that we could make daily bread and send it to hundreds and hundreds of locations. No one else could do that. Everyone else would have it frozen. And that was like our secret moat. So what do you think? I mean, I'm thinking about your moat. What is your moat? Do you have a moat?
Yeah, I love learning about that and hearing that. And I will have to say, as a company founded and based in Hawaii, we have more than a moat. We have an ocean that
You have the ultimate moat.
We have the ultimate moat.
No one else can become Hawaiian, have it at their core. Of course.
Yeah, we, you know, our product is very unique, and we love that we are authentic to the product that we serve to customers. I think to my franchisee I have in San Antonio, who is able to, during the warm time, you know, in the summertime, she has what she calls Aloha Friday events, where she has Hawaiian music playing, hula dancers, enjoying food from L&L, and really just recreating what you might feel here in Hawaii. And we love that we are able to bring that to people in a way that makes sense to the people of Hawaii where we are from. And so, I really love, we're just lucky we happen to be, this is where my dad ended up when he immigrated to the United States, but we certainly have this great, huge, ultimate moat, and we're very proud of that and glad that we get to bring that to other folks across the country. As unique as Hawaii is, my wife is from a small town in Ohio, small town in middle of America. And Hawaii has the feeling of a lot of small towns where everybody knows everybody. Everyone's very friendly with each other. So I think that's something people can connect with regardless of having been here or not. To answer your question specifically, we have all our franchisees come to Hawaii for training. So whether they've been here or not, they can come and experience a state, experience a people, understand our culture, and bring that back to them wherever they might be opening their store.
Okay, so let's talk about that. If someone wants to become a franchisee, because this is obviously, it's different than any franchise in America, but it's also pure Americana because it's the ultimate of everything. What are you looking for in a franchisee? What makes someone successful? You've obviously had great growth as you grew from 1 to 228, but now you're looking to over double that, but not more than that, but just get the over double. What are the locations you're looking in? What types of backgrounds? What makes for someone who's really successful?
So we're really bullish on Texas, Colorado, and Virginia as states for us for really good growth. I think the biggest factor for success for running a business or running your own business is truly the ability to work hard. I don't think there's a specific skill you need to have. We have people who come to L&L from the restaurant industry. We have people coming from a sales background, from an engineering background. Doesn't matter what your background is. We can teach you the skill to work.
Let's now talk about the food itself and what your vision is there, because there are so many dishes and staples. Talk through what a couple of them are And I mean, I don't know if anything changes when you come to Texas. That's a different type of food than Colorado or Virginia. But Hawaiian food is, I went out every year. My birthday's May 11th. My brother's May 12th. We went to Hawaii Kai, which actually there, first time I saw and I visited, there is a true Hawaii Kai. That was a very expensive place, but yes. It was special. It had that great feel, but the food is just different. The drinks are different. Just talk about when someone goes to an L&L Hawaiian barbecue, what are some of the dishes they're going to get? And then talk about the future of what you're doing with your menu.
Sure. So my favorite dish is what you enjoyed the most, the chicken katsu. And so that's a piece of chicken thigh or chicken breast that's been filleted and deep fried in Japanese style panko. So it's like a fried chicken, but Japanese style. And I love it because it's so crispy. We make everything fresh.
But it's so moist on the inside.
And so moist.
It's amazing.
Correct. And we have our unique katsu sauce, which is an Asian Japanese based sauce that gives it a little tang. And so that's my ultimate favorite dish, chicken katsu. But of course, we're called Hawaiian barbecue. So we also have a lot of barbecue marinated meats. But it's not the traditional barbecue that you might think of from Texas. It's our Hawaiian style. So it's a teriyaki based. Are, again, house-made sauce that we're making fresh and in-house every day at each of our stores. So the other very popular dish is barbecue chicken. So, again, a piece of chicken thigh that's been filleted, marinated in our house sauce, and cooked on the grill. Also super moist and very flavorful. The most sold item on all of our stores is the Spam Musubi. A spam-based dish. So that's you can think of it as a spam sushi, essentially. It's a piece of spam on top of a brick of rice wrapped with seaweed. That is the number one selling item across our entire system. So those are maybe some of the most popular dishes. And, of course, the chicken katsu and barbecue chicken, a standard plate lunch is two scoops of rice and a scoop of macaroni salad. That's what you'll find on every street corner here in Hawaii. And so the entree is served with the rice and macaroni salad.
Where did that come from? The rice I understood, but the macaroni salad, I have to say, I was surprised that it came.
Yeah.
But nice balance.
It's a very great balance. I think the macaroni salad has this creaminess, and it's not too heavy, but the creaminess, it really balances with a lot of the barbecue kind of teriyaki flavors. So it's really nice. They go together really well.
Okay. Once again, if anyone is interested in learning more about your food, about franchises, what is the website they can go to?
Yes, our website is www.hawaiianbarbecue.com.
And there you have it. Well, what a pleasure it is speaking with you. And I have to tell everyone, I was blown away by this. And as you know, I never really talk about food or stuff like on the show. But this is like the best. It's the ultimate. It's not fast food, even though you receive it within just, you know, like a minute or so or 2 minutes. It's hearty, it's amazing food, and it's unique flavors. And like you said, you've the ultimate moat.
You do, and Robert, you are an amazing spokesperson for us. I think I need to bring you on tour to help us sell. I'm so glad you enjoyed your time in Hawaii and that L&L got to be a part of it. And so thank you for letting us share a bit of our story here today.
Everyone, think about this. You got to have a moat if you're a business. You can't always have the ocean, but figure out what is the uniqueness about your business where you have a competitive advantage.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Tom Peters. How are you, Tom?
I'm as good as possible. With all the madness going on, anybody who had a smile on their face, I would question them at this moment. But other than that, I'm all right.
Okay. And everyone's heard, you know, I've interviewed, of course, Tom before in the past, and I absolutely love his writing style. And let's just talk about this one word, the word excellence. So I've read a number of your books, and you started off with that word. What does the word excellence really mean to Tom Peters?
Well, I'm going to give you the straight answer, and then we'll go. I worked at McKinsey, and in 77 or 78, at the last minute, the managing director of the San Francisco office, which is where I was, said, "Oh my God, the computers are down. We're in deep shit. We've got a meeting tomorrow morning in LA. You've got to give them a presentation on that stuff you've been doing, whatever it is." And so, you know, that meant basically I started the presentation. Well, the evening before the presentation, my wife and I had attended an awesome performance of the San Francisco Ballet, for which we had season tickets. And so I started working on this presentation, and I don't believe in all the phony words like flash of brilliance or what have you, but somewhere along the way, I thought to myself, why the hell can't a business performance be as moving and exciting and profound as a fantastic moment in a ballet or theater or whatever else it is? If we have a great experience at a theater or ballet, we use the word excellence. I never heard anybody use the word excellence when it comes to business. So the bottom line on that is I wrote this short presentation. I was typing it. I was working on the cover page. Cover page was blank by definition. And so in the middle of the cover page, I wrote one word, excellence. And that was the beginning of the story. And I feel the same way today. You know, that we talk about excellence in all sorts of things, in an Olympic performance or a sporting performance or a ballet or a theater. We don't use the word in business. And yet business, I mean, the point about business is that's what people do. Unless you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you are fundamentally going to be in a business of some sort for the majority of your waking hours for your adult life. A two-person business, a 200,000-person business. That's what you do. So the goal is to make that experience for everybody with whom you are associated, make that experience awesome. Because the dirty little secret is, if people are turned on by what they're doing, if they're growing, it translates one-to-one to the customer experience. I'm not saying do this, you know, because you belong to the Catholic or the Presbyterian Church. I think it's fabulous if you do, but I'm saying do this thing about helping people grow, helping people stay turned on, having the right attitude, and it happens to be the best way to make money.
And you've added a new word, which is humanism. What's the balance between that and excellence?
Same. I'm basically defining, with all of the technology stuff that's coming along, not one day at a time, but, you know, one millisecond at a time, we talk about technology, 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 technology. And obviously those changes, the advances of AR, AI are extremely significant. But whether you are Google or whether you are Mary and Joe's 10-person, 10-table restaurant, it's all about people. And, you know, my description of those people is people who are treated well, people who are growing, people who listen. Google, I wrote this in the book, that Google had a real surprise. They did this incredible analysis of their employees, and they wanted to figure out what were the characteristics that the top employees and the most innovative teams shared in common? And so they ended up with a list of 7 factors. The first 6 on the list were stuff like listening to your colleagues, not being rude, forgetting the bullying, and they were all so-called soft things. And then the bottom of the list was STEM. You know, we assume everybody who works for Google's got an IQ of 732 and went to Stanford to get a computer science degree. What makes the difference when you go to work is the way I treat you, who I'm working with on the team. Do I listen to you? Because amazingly enough, I'm not the only human being on earth who has good ideas, and so on.
And give me an example of like a company that you looked at and you said, this company is doing it right.
And I love this because it's not tech. We discovered a Connecticut-based company that is called Basement Systems Incorporated.
Holy cow, I have to tell you, Larry Janeski is one of the best leaders I know anywhere.
Okay, so we got
my gosh.
So you can
tell about them. Yeah, and you get
it is the least obvious thing in the world. But fundamentally, they come in, they transform your basement from a moldy place where you've got crap in every corner, and suddenly it becomes a family room, it becomes another bedroom, it becomes a significant part of the house. And, you know, he's gone from nothing to hundreds of millions of dollars. His book called Dry Basement Science outsold mine, which, of course, pisses me off beyond belief. And he runs a great show. And, you know, I watch the interactions with people, and they're absolutely fabulous. You know, he knows, as any smart executive does, there's a guy by the name of John DeJulius, who's a customer service maniac and trainer and so on. And his one-liner that I love was, remember, your customers will, and listen carefully, not you, but our wonderful listeners and watchers. Your customers will never be happier than your employees. You know, if you've got sour employees, it translates into service. If you've got sour employees, the innovations are likely to be
done. So let's stop right there. What is the secret to getting employees to love you, to love working there?
Well, I hate to make it sound so easy, but the starting point is, if you want people to be fabulous, don't consider yourself as God, who's going to change human beings. If you want great employees, hire great employees. And I'm going to go on with that, obviously, not just leave it at that. One of the people quoted in my book runs a biotech company that is very successful. And you know, and I know, biotech in today's world, you and I couldn't understand a single word of what they say at a meeting. And his thing is, he said, we only hire nice people. We only hire nice people, science jobs or cleaning the house jobs. And he said the reason is, if you have a group of people who are decent and get along with each other, they try a lot of stuff, they're good to the customer, and it's a tough deal. You know, and he said two things I want to stick with this one for just a minute. You and I don't even understand the names of the degrees of half of these people. And yet he said, take the most obscure degree in the world. Guess what? Out there in the world, there are a lot of people who have it. Don't hire the jerks. And, you know, you and I are having an interview. I'm the candidate, and you fall in love with me. I'm amazing. I'm the smartest person in the world. You'd love to have me aboard. Well, not yet, because when I leave the interview with you, I run the gauntlet. And run the gauntlet means 6 or 7 relatively short interviews with somebody in finance, maybe a receptionist, maybe a research scientist, and every single one of those people, regardless of their job and regardless of their seniority, has the ability to, in fact, ding me and keep me from getting the job. And he said, if you want a fabulous customer, if you want fabulous customer service, if you want people who enjoy trying things and innovating together, then hire nice people, for God's sakes.
And there you have. We're about to take a commercial break, but a big thing, hire the nice people. We're with Tom Peters. When we come back, we're going to ask a big question is, this is a crazy world. What should the CEO's role be? You'll hear the answer after these commercials. Back in a few.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tom Peters. And Tom, you've been in the business of advising people, counseling people for decades. You've written 19 books. Supposedly, this is your last one. So much about CEOs. What do you believe the CEO's role is right now in building this world where we're in what most people would agree is a crazy world?
It's a crazy world, but people are people are people. You know, I say things like training is important. And, you know, I watch CEOs write it down and take a note. I'm in the greater Boston area. Do you have to tell Bill Belichick that his players are important? The people are important and the training are important. A fire chief understands that. A police chief understands that. A theater director understands that. Why the hell doesn't the average business person understand it? And this is even truer in the times of the crazy tech stuff. We've got to work together to figure out what the hell we can do. And again, it's people who are growing, people who talk to each other. And I want to add one other thing. I have absolutely no room for Me Too products. The Me Too product where you spend your entire life trying to take an eighth of a cent out of what's a piece of crap to begin with. And the products, we can't all be Apple Computer in the Steve Jobs sense, but I've long believed in the importance of design and products that are just exciting, that are a big leap forward. And once again, I don't care whether it's a pencil sharpener or some sexy new piece of software. You know, it was really interesting when Jobs died and I worked with him in the 80s. I was consulting to a teeny weeny little Apple. When he died, and this was fascinating, it was said about six or seven times, people said he was never an innovator. He was a tinkerer. He worked on stuff until it was perfect. You know, it's fascinating. Many companies worry, as they should. You know, when they said they were going to have a new product and it's late and you haven't gotten it. Jobs never introduced a product within 2 years of when the hell he said he would produce it. You know, he kept going until he got it right. And not all of us, you know, have, well, the funny thing about that, which has little to do with our conversation, it was so bad that at one point Bill Gates lent him $100 million because Gates didn't want to have 100% market share or the Department of Justice would have been all over him in a minute. So Gates lent Jobs money so that Apple would stay alive, which I think is absolutely hilarious.
So, Tom, where does a guy like you go to learn? You go to teach people, to inspire people all the time.
So when my wife and I arrived where we live right now, 7 or 8 years ago, we were introduced to somebody at dinner, and it was not Warren Buffett, but it was a top 10 investment banker. And so he and I are just shooting the shit at dinner. And he looked at me, I don't know why it popped into the head. He said, Tom, what is the number one problem that CEOs have? And being born a smartass, I said, I can give you 50, but I'm not sure which one would rank first. And he didn't smile a bit. He looked at me and he said, they don't read enough. You could have knocked me over with that proverbial feather. And my secret to success is learn something new every day. That is the key. Buffett's number two, Charlie Munger, said, you wouldn't believe how much Buffett and I read. And, keeping up is impossible. I mean, I've said to people sometimes, my role in your life is to read the books that you should have read and then tell you what the hell you should have learned from those books. And there's more than a little bit of truth to that. But you've got to, particularly with the text, you're not going to understand the tech stuff at the point where you can start writing code. But if you read, right now and this is a horrible thing to say, right now with all the mess we're in, I'm reading about cyber warfare and reading books with titles like, So This Is How They Tell Me the World Ends, and that ain't much fun. And I'm not a cyber warfare person. I want to be able to understand this stuff. And I have a friend who's big deal in cyber warfare. He and I can have incredibly intelligent conversations now, and I couldn't have 6 months ago. And I read my way in. So I want to add one other thing to that. There's a guy by the name of Dov Froman, who was a very big deal at Intel, and he wrote about the book. I remember the first half of the title. It was called Leadership the Hard Way, learning how to do the obvious things or something like that. But what whacked me in the face with a 2x4 or a 4x10 was a line in the middle, and he said, CEOs and senior leaders should always have 50% of their time unscheduled. The real reality is if your day is a meeting after a meeting after a meeting, you get tired, you get incoherent, you get nasty, you piss everybody off, and so on. It doesn't work. And he's absolutely right. He said, guess what? You're paid to think. How do you think if you have 7 meetings every day? He said, you're paid to think. You're paid to reflect. You're paid to meet you and think you've got real potential, even though you're only 27, and say, hey, why don't you come have a beer with me after work, even though I'm the CEO of a 900-person company or something like that. 50% unscheduled. And I bet among the people who are watching us and listening to us, the percentage who have 15% unscheduled is pretty damn low.
You're making me feel guilty because I'm looking like today. I have 11 meetings. Bad. Really bad. But I'm glad I'm with you. If someone wants to get your new book, Extreme Humanism, where do they get it?
Don't be silly. You ask Jeff Bezos if he'll send you.
And there you have it. Go to Amazon, and in full disclosure, that's one of my biggest holdings in my portfolio. So definitely go there, get the book. Great being with you again, Tom.
The pleasure was all mine. I enjoyed it.
Okay, Tom, that was terrific. I love this last part about 50% unscheduled. I just looked today, and I'm like, this is stupid. I have 11 meetings. Where...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.